Kyle McConaughey is the fifth-year head coach of the Troy Lady Trojans, and we had a chance to visit with him and talk about how this season has gone for Troy, as well as a preview of the state tournament and this first-round matchup against the Belle Plaine Dragons here today. Of course, Troy coming off that exciting walk-off regional win in the bottom of the seventh, a 1-0 victory over McLeod. And without a doubt, it'll be on the mound Peyton Ingeman today, hoping to lead the Troy Trojan girls to another victory. We're going to take a time out and thank some of our Troy State softball sponsors. When we come back, we'll have that pregame interview with head coach Kyle McConaughey, and then back to the starting lineups and first pitch. It's all live here on FM 103.9 KNZA and streaming worldwide and free online at mscsports.net.
Jade Millwrights of Hiawatha, locally owned by Dale Elliott and Jeremy DeLisi, for all your grain handling equipment and offering new systems or repairs for your specific needs.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Doniphan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
No job is too big or too small for J&G Auto Repair in Troy. They have the latest diagnostic equipment to handle automotive work for any maker model. Located at 108 West State Street in Troy, also selling Carolina carports and small buildings. J&G Auto Repair in Troy, proud to support local students and athletes.
John's Supermarket is Troy's oldest food store and is a proud supporter of the Troy community and student athletes. For all your grocery needs and fresh cut meat, stop by John's Supermarket, open 7 days a week in Troy.
Welcome back to Pratt. We're getting set for the Class 2-1A State Softball Tournament here on KNZA. And happy to be joined by the Troy head softball coach, Kyle McConaughey, as the Lady Trojans undefeated coming here. And, Coach, it's been a great season. Certainly wasn't easy in regionals last week. But let's start out with a broad question, I guess. What's just kind of made this team so special? What's been the most memorable moments, maybe, and kind of summarize this season to this point, if you will, for your team?
Senior leadership, six seniors that have kind of paved the way, all been starters since they were freshmen. Great leaders, great teammates, kind of put the team first. It's not just about them. That's been the main area of the season for us. Great junior class as well, Peyton Ingeman, which is been focused on a lot. Peyton's a great pitcher and a great teammate. She's blended right in with the whole team from the get-go. Kaylee Grable has been huge for us. She had a great catch there the other night in regionals that might have saved the game for us. We don't know how that goes if she doesn't catch that. And then we've had some freshmen really step in for us. We've had girls come off the bench. It's just been a team-first mentality, which you hope for as a coach, with a lot of girls that are very talented and played this game for a long time. So it's been very, very special.
Pretty driven team. I mean, I assume this was a goal last year, kind of a breakthrough of getting to the regional championship game, and then this year, first time in school history to get to state. As you mentioned, it wasn't easy with that 1-0 walk-off win against McLeod in regionals, but do you feel like this team has kind of played with a chip on their shoulder, a little extra motivation to really try to make history here this year?
Absolutely, and I kind of feel that fire. I always kind of put that chip on them that nobody believes in them. Girls sports aren't good in Troy, things like that, just to get their fire burning. And it doesn't take much with this group. Right after we got beat last year, there were shirts made to say unfinished business, and we pretty much turned this into the unfinished business tour. That's just what this season's been. Right out of the gate, they told me what they expected, what they thought. I thought they were pretty lofty to get started with, but I told them I'd do my part to help them get there. And the ladies have done a great job to go undefeated. That was the first mark that they wanted, to be number one in regionals. That was the second mark they wanted, and to get to state was the third mark they wanted. So now we're just hoping to put that name out there and see how far we can get.
Yeah, and you have to feel pretty confident, too. I mean, I know you mentioned the big hit by freshman Emerson Weber, but with Peyton Ingeman on the mound, as you talked about, and the success that she's had this year, do you feel like this team is confident and continue to kind of have that hunger now that they've crossed this bridge and made it here to the state tournament today?
Absolutely. I've seen a difference in them in the last probably six or seven games. We've had some pretty tough games. Riverside really pushed us a couple times this season, not just even our regionals. They kept us on scoreless going into four innings at regionals. Riverside was a very good ball team that stumped us a few times. But you never seen them. There was never any head down moment. There was never any panic moment. There was never any big eye moment. They just kind of went out there and went to work. And you kind of see them trust each other and just keep giving each other that chance. And once one would have success, they kind of feed off of it. And they're very tough to beat as a team. And if we come out and play our best, I think we give ourselves an opportunity. But it is our first time at state, you know, where a lot of these teams have been there multiple times. So, you know, I hope just to come out there and get past the first couple innings, get in our groove, and hopefully make something special happen.
Troy head softball coach Kyle McConaughey joining us. One final question. You're one of two undefeateds in the bracket. As you mentioned, there's some pretty good competition, but at least you're the number two seed. You open up against Belle Plaine, and I know you can't really look at that 11-8 record. Every team here is pretty good, but what kind of maybe insight do you have on Belle Plaine, or just kind of the general thoughts on getting, as you mentioned, through the first couple innings and finding a way to grind out a win here today?
Belle Plaine, I have a feeling, is pretty tough. I think their record does not say what that team is. Everything I can see on them is pretty sure they went through regionals scoring like 47 and giving up four. I mean, that tells you they're tough. It looks like they've taken care of 2A teams pretty well. They play a lot of 3 and 4A teams. So I have a feeling they're going to be ready for us. I have a feeling that there's some bats that can hit off Peyton, but I really trust our defense. And if we play our game, I think we can at least go in there and give it a ball game. You know, that's all you can do is give yourself a chance in the last inning coming into it, and that's what we hope to do.
Should be a lot of fun. Coach, again, congratulations on a terrific undefeated season to this point, making history, getting to state. Good luck and have fun today.
Will do. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Our pregame show will continue here live from Pratt. First, to take a timeout, you're listening to High School State Softball on FM 103.9 KNZA and live online at mscsports.net.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
The team at Harmon Rohde Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rohde Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
Greenbelt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing multiple carrier options for all your insurance needs. Nolan Franken and Ben Gilmore take pride in providing their clients with a different kind of insurance experience. Call or visit and see why so many are switching to Greenbelt Insurance. Online at greenbeltinsurance.com and Facebook.
103.9 KNZA.
Welcome back to Pratt, Kansas. We get set for Class 2-1A State Softball here on KNZA. Justin Fluke alongside Derek Jasper. Our studio engineer is Ryan Hirsch. You will also be joined today by a bit of wind and a bit of PA announcing, as the PA announcing speaker is kind of right on the top of us, and the wind is howling at our backs and blowing out towards left center field here today. But as we mentioned and have talked about it, business at hand for the Troy Lady Trojans, 21-0, the number two seed, taking on the Belle Plaine Dragons, who were here at state last year and played fourth. This year they start the season at 0-6, but now they come into state with a record of 11 wins against just 8 losses to the Belle Plaine Dragons from the Central Plains League. So I'll bring in Derek Jasper to the broadcast now. And Coach, obviously very familiar with these girls, and I know there's a lot of excitement, a lot of pride. What's been the feeling in Troy since the walk-off win in the seventh inning to get the state softball for the first time in Troy last week?
Well, yeah, it's always just very exciting when one of our teams qualifies for a state tournament. It doesn't happen that often. This is the first time in a long time for our girls. Traditionally, we haven't been great in sports. We've been to 3 state volleyball tournaments and 1 state basketball tournament. This is our first state softball tournament. So I'm glad these girls are getting the recognition and some of this they deserve. The first thing we always think about when you come to a state baseball or softball tournament, you kind of ignore the seedings and the records for sure. Some people have been critical of our schedule. but you have to play who's on our schedule. We've only played one team with a winning record, but we did beat the South in that regional final, as you mentioned. Belle Plaine, you mentioned, lost their first six games of the year, but one of them was a 3A Kingman qualifier, and another one to a 4A state qualifying team, and then two losses to last year's 3A champion, Keeney. So pay no attention to the seedings or the record. Just go out and play your game. You got to win the first one to get to advance to the semifinals, and that needs to be the job to do today.
Troy will be the home team because of their record. They're in their blue top uniforms with the gray pants, and the visiting team will be Belle Plaine and the gold tops with the brown numerals and letters, white trim, and gray pants for the Belle Plaine Lady Dragons. Haley Kwan is their head coach, and here's the Belle Plaine offensive starting lineup today. Batting first is the second baseman, Madison Talbot. Batting second is the left fielder, Natalie Forrester. Hitting third for Belle Plaine is their top hitter, center fielder Josie Walker, with an average of .464 on the year. Hitting cleanup is the Belle Plaine shortstop, Delaney Easterly. The pitcher for Belle Plaine is Emma George. She will bat fifth. Hitting sixth is the right fielder, Kennedy Glover. And the catcher, Gabriella Lujan, bats seventh for the Dragons. Hitting eighth is the Belle Plaine first baseman, Torrance Talbot. And hitting ninth is the third baseman, J.C. Heater. So Talbot, Forrester, Walker, Easterly, George, Glover, Lujan, Talbot, and Heater for Belle Plaine, 11-8 on the season. Now for Troy, team that is led by some great senior leadership, including the three top spots in their batting lineup, for Coach Kyle McConaughey. Leading off is center fielder Reagan Hill. Also a senior, playing second base and batting second is Paige Hine. Hitting third for Troy today will be their senior shortstop, Avery Euler. The junior pitcher, Peyton Ingeman, bats cleanup for Troy. Hitting fifth is the freshman left fielder, Emerson Weber. Weber bats fifth, followed by senior first baseman, J.C. Moore. Then hitting seventh is senior third baseman, Claire Winder. In right field, the junior, Kaylee Grable, will bat eighth. And rounding out the Troy lineup is senior catcher Emma McConaughey. So again for Troy, Hill in center, Hines at second, Euler at short, Ingeman the pitcher, Weber in left, Moore at first, and in the lower third, Winder at third, Grable right field, and McConaughey is the catcher. So Troy will be in the field pitching first, and Peyton Ingeman, well, anytime she's been out there on the mound, it's been dynamite. 11-0 record, an ERA of just .65. That's less than one for the earned run average, and most impressively, 131 strikeouts. So despite who you're playing, Coach Jasper, I know when girls see a player like that out on the mound, know they have her on their side today. Got to ignite a little bit of confidence, I would think, for these girls, knowing they have a great chance.
Has her good stuff. You hope that you don't have to put many runs on the scoreboard. And she has her good stuff. She's capable of dominating the game. Just hope that you know that the nerves settle down a little bit after we get our first pitch going here. Always a little bit nerving when you come and play in something you're not used to playing in. Like you mentioned earlier, Belle Plaine was here last year and took fourth place. They'll probably have the experience advantage. But it's just a softball game once that first pitch goes in, and hopefully our girls will settle in and play like they have all year.
Peyton Ingeman taking her final warm-up tosses, so they have a temporary fence in the outfield, and the way that wind is pushing out towards left center. Boy, if anybody gets underneath the ball to left field, that puppy's going to carry pretty good over that temporary fence there in the outfield, so we definitely have the wind to contend with. And a big crowd, in fact, more than they have seating for around here. That's the first thing you noticed when you showed up.
Absolutely. I guess they didn't know Trojan Nation was coming down here. We got more seating than this in our Troy ballpark, and our section was full by 4 o'clock, so a great showing for a 4.5-hour drive for our fans.
We hope you enjoy it. Again, streaming worldwide and free online at msdsports.net. We're set for the first pitch between Belle Plaine and Troy here at the 2-1A State Softball Tournament. Madison Talbot will be the leadoff hitter for the Dragons. Right-hander against the Troy right-handed pitcher, Peyton Ingeman. The first pitch in the first ever Troy State Softball Tournament game is in there at the top of the zone for a called strike one. It'll be Talbot, then Forrester, and Walker, the top third of the lineup for Belle Plaine. Another first-round game going on simultaneously to this one, just on the field behind us. Games today at 5 and 7, the semifinals tomorrow at 11. And another great pitch there by Ingeman as she delivers the fastball on the inside part of the plate, called strike two.
That one definitely had a little stuff on it, had a little spin at the end.
Ahead of the count, Ingeman, 0-2 pitch coming here to Madison Talbot. And it's a high heater, swung on and missed. Three pitches to Down goes Talbot. Strikeout for Ingeman. Great start for Troy.
Excellent pitch there on 0-2. Kind of climbed the ladder and got her to chase that high fastball.
So now Natalie Forrester, the left fielder for Belle Plaine. The right-handed hitter. Troy Plaine straight up defensively. In at the corners with Claire Winder at third and J.C. Moore at first. Here's the next pitch by Ingeman. Bunt shown and laid down. Charging in. Winder at third. Makes the play. Second baseman Hines over there to cover. Troy was expecting a bunt, had it played perfect, and executed it for out number two.
Very fundamental there. Claire Winder was in the right spot. Paige Hines covered first perfectly.
Four pitches, all strikes, two quick outs. Pretty good start for the Trojans. Here's Josie Walker. Mentioned she's their top batting average girl at .464, and she takes a strike as Ingeman appears really locked in here at the top of the first inning. That was a 5-4 bunt put out on the previous play. Now the 0-1 pitch to Walker. And another swing and a miss as Ingeman jumps ahead 0-2 here against Walker. We're looking for a quick inning. Ingeman has that opportunity. Here's the delivery on an 0-2 with two outs. And it's a high fastball swung on and missed. Two strikeouts. And a 5-4 put out and mowing them down in order. Troy, Coach McConaughey with Ingeman on the mound. And they roll through the top half of the first. We'll get you the Troy first offensive crack at the bat when we return after a 1 minute timeout here on FM 103.9 KNCA.
The place for everything local. Kansaland Radio, 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Kelly at Franken Auto Parts in Troy is proud to support student athletes and wishes the Trojans best of luck. Franken Auto Parts is your Napa dealer located at 409 East Locust Street in Troy. Trust Napa and trust Franken Auto Parts in Troy. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, customer, are the owner.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Welcome back here to Pratt. One pitch and one quick out in the bottom of the second inning. Reagan Hill trying to bunt, but more well-executed defense this time by the Dragons as Heater came in at third, fielded it, and threw out the speedy Reagan Hill. So one pitch and one out. No score here in the bottom of the first inning. Troy's first at bat, and a ball lifted towards second base. Talbot underneath it. That's two pitches and two quick outs as Hill out trying to bunt, and Paige Hines pops up the second. Avery Euler is the shortstop batter now for Troy. Only two pitches to get two outs for George. Emma George, the pitcher for Belle Plaine. Here's her third pitch, and she misses down and in. First pitch we've seen that wasn't a strike in this game, or at least not swung on. And so it's 1-0. I think that's pretty good for Euler to kind of take one there and at least extend this any more than three pitches.
Yeah, Reagan and Paige jumped on the first pitch. Didn't even want to see any from her, but I like the fact that they were being aggressive at the plate.
Euler fouls off this second pitch right at the plate, so the count is now one ball and one strike. Two outs, bases empty, no score, bottom of the first. The windup, the pitch by George, this foul towards the Troy third base dugout. The count now 1-2. Trying to correct us on the name pronunciation, but it was the PA that messed it up in the press box there on poor Avery Euler's name. Here's the 1-2 pitch from George. And foul tip. That pitch was coming inside, and Euler barely got a peek. Peyton Ingeman would be next if Euler can extend the inning. Both teams close to going down in order here in the first. Euler ready. This pitch is high. That was a changeup. First one we've seen from Emmett George, and the count evens at two balls and two strikes. Hill, Hines, Euler, then Ingemann, Weber, Moore, Winder, Grable, and McConaughey, a lineup Troy's used pretty much all year. This pitch is low. Rolls across the home plate, and the count now pushed full to 3-2. Pitch number 7 coming up here to Euler in the at-bat. Turf infield, as we mentioned, foul territory, fair territory. It's all except the outfield. Here's a grounder to third. Heater going to have to hurry. She scoops, throws low. It's on a bounce, but it is dug out in time by Torrance Talbot at first base. A really nice dig, and the play goes down 5-3 to retire the side. So both teams go down in order in the first inning. We'll have second inning state softball after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is your future secure? The Bank of Highland is your community-minded bank that accepts the responsibility of helping neighbors and friends live easier through insecure financial times, providing loans for home, auto, and agriculture, as well as standard checking and savings accounts. You can depend on your friends at the Bank of Highland to help secure your financial future. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, making life better right here at home.
Do you need some livestock processed soon? Anderson Meats in Troy have some immediate openings in the very near future. Give them a call in Troy at 785-985-2292 and find out how they can work you into their processing schedule. Or stop by and see them on Last Chance Road. Anderson Meats in Troy. Contact them for some immediate openings for processing of your livestock. 785-985-2292. That's 785-985-2292. But call soon.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Pratt. I'm Justin Fluke alongside Derek Jasper. And we're on to the second inning. Delaney Easterly leans off here for the Belle Plaine Dragons and swings and fouls the first pitch up the third base line. A great 1-2-3 inning, including a couple strikeouts for Peyton Ingemann in her first trip to the mound here this evening. Emma George will bat next, and then Kennedy Glover in the second frame for the Lady Dragons. 18 wins a season ago. They have 5 seniors on their team as well. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Peyton, and it's right down the middle, called strike 2. Peyton has not missed yet.
Looks good so far. Really looks good.
So the outfield playing a shade towards left. That's where the wind's pushing the ball out towards left field with Reagan Hill. Fits that direction. Ahead in the count, 0-2. Ingemann looks at her wristband for the sign and pitches a changeup low. This one bounces across the home plate, so she's human, apparently. The count's 1-2.
Absolutely. I like these wristband deals. We're used to wearing those in football. I haven't seen those a lot in softball.
Signs here by the Troy catcher, McConaughey, and now the pitch, and it's right down the middle. Boy, Easterly took a look at a pitch down Broadway. Third strikeout. This is the first backwards K and one out here in the second inning. So now Emma George, this is the pitcher-pitcher matchup. Couple of right-handers. Their strikeout, the third for Ingemann. Now the pitch to George, and this one's fouled straight back. Nothing and one, no score. Both teams still looking for an initial base runner here in this opening game. El Celine also undefeated, like Troy. They're the top seed playing St. Mary's Pittsburgh Colgan in the other game going on. Here's a swing and a miss by Emma George. The count's nothing and two. The other games later this evening at 7 are the 4-5 matchup, Spearville against Mission Valley. Both teams only have 2 losses. And then Bluestem has 1 loss. They're the number 3 seed, and they play Central Heights. This pitch down and in. And the count is 1-2 here to Emma George. 1 out, bases empty, no score. Belle Plaine batting in the top of the second. Emma gets her face mask readjusted. Even the shortstop, Euler, playing a bit over towards that third base line as well here defensively for the Trojans. The wind blowing out that way. Here's a swing and a miss. And another strikeout, the fourth for Peyton Ingemann. And care who Troy played this season, Ingemann looks terrific when she's pitching like that. Tough for anybody to get contact on the softball.
Yeah, sometimes I think Peyton's kind of a nervous girl, but she's played enough big-time travel ball that she's very, very familiar and locked in this setting.
2 straight strikeouts, and now Kennedy Glover to the plate. She fouls the first pitch for strike 1. Should say 2 straight strikeouts this inning, a total of 3 in a row and 4 in all in the 5 batters that Peyton Ingemann has faced here for Troy. Ingham will be leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Trojans as well. Here's the 0-1 pitch, squaring to bunt and missing it. Pitch went a little bit above the bat. It was stopped by the home plate umpire. The count is now 0-2. Gabriella Lujan would be next as she waits in the on-deck circle with the shin guards on, the bell playing catcher. Here's the 0-2, another swing and a miss. Another high heater. And this time, Peyton Ingeman strikes out the side. She has fanned five of the six batters she's faced. And now Troy will look to get a run on the board as we head to the bottom of the second here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Do you own a gun? Is it stored safely? Whether you're concerned about fire theft or keeping your firearms out of the hands of the untrained, Graham's Repair and Browning have your needs covered. All Browning gun safes are thoroughly tested for fire and theft protection and hold more guns and valuables than the competition. Safety, security, quality, and convenience, all built into every Browning Pro Steel safe. Graham's Repair has hundreds of safes in stock of all brands in many sizes and various options. So stop by Graham's Repair, just west of Wathena on Highway 36. GrantsRepair.net.
With nearly 40 years under our belt at Taylor Seed Farms, we continue to focus on honesty and integrity. We've set the standard for personalized customer service. Our corn and soybeans are field tested and tried in your growing environment. Taylor High Quality Seed. We stake our name on it. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com to find the hybrids and varieties that are right for you.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Brian Hurt, Justin Fluke, Derek Jasper back with you here in Pratt, Kansas. It'll be Peyton Ingham and Emerson Weber and J.C. Moore due up, bottom of the second. No score. The Trojans look for a first base runner. Ingeman grounds it, and that is fairly foul. Didn't miss by much, getting it inside or over that third base bag on the first pitch that Ingeman saw from her counterpart, Emma George.
Troy being really aggressive at the plate, swinging at a lot of first pitches, so that might be a good sign for us, ready to play.
Peyton Ingeman has a .566 batting average for the Trojans. And she drills it back up the middle. That's a base hit. A line drive into center field that's booted by Walker. And now Ingeman heading to second and will be there safely standing up. I think that's a single and then an error to get Ingeman to second base. But with no outs, a great way to start the second inning for Troy. Well, they called it a double. Okay. Get past Walker, but maybe she didn't touch it or field it cleanly. So they call it a double. And a courtesy runner will come in here for Troy to give the pitcher Ingeman a little extra time off the base paths here. And the batter will be Emerson Weber. Freshman hitting .464, swings and misses at the first delivery.
Emerson was kind of the hero of our regional championship game, had that walk-off single for the 1-0 victory in the bottom of the seventh, so pretty good freshman.
Second pitch, swung on and missed. High heat. I misspoke. I'd said courtesy runner, but Peyton just went and gave some stuff maybe to the coach and then went back out there. Right? She's still on second, so she stays in there to run. Now it's 0-2 to Emerson Weber. We're looking to capitalize, take advantage with the leadoff double. And this pitch, it caught the outside corner. Weber thought it might have been a touch high and maybe outside, but she took the pitch. That's the first strikeout for Emma George for the bell playing.
That was good accuracy by the bell playing pitcher. Put it right where the catcher was set up.
First strikeout, first out here in the bottom of the second inning. Ingeman still at second, and here's J.C. Moore. She takes high. First pitch, George misses upstairs for ball one. Moore hitting .385. Pretty crazy. Troy has a team batting average that is better than all but one individual for bell playing. I mean, their team batting average has been phenomenal from top to bottom in the lineup. In fact, the girl on deck, Claire Winder, she hits seventh, and her average is .526. So you got a few girls that are hitting over .500. 1-1 is the count to J.C. Moore after that pitch was a strike. George's next delivery swung on and missed. Again, working the top half of the zone, and now is ahead. 1-2. Ingeman at second. Troy trying to get a run on the board. Claire Winder awaiting on deck. Ingeman gets ready. George pitches, and it's pop foul behind us. Staying alive is J.C. Moore there with the foul ball. J.C., another one of the Troy seniors. Coach McConaughey talking about the leadership they've provided. Fastball down the middle. It's fouled straight back, and the count remains 1-2. So last year, Troy got to the softball regional title, which was the first time, I think, in program history. And then this year broke through and, as well documented, beating McLeod in the walk-off to win their first ever regional title and advance to state. Change up. It's through on the left side. Ingham is around third. We got a play at the plate. The throw's off target, and the Trojans lead 1-0. As Ingham shows her excitement, looking out to second base, applauding J.C. Moore, who picks up an RBI double.
Yeah, good patience by J.C. He threw that change up, and she waited just long enough to pull it right down the third baseline. Peyton's such a good base runner, we knew she would score for second on any hit.
Not only waiting and making good contact on that changeup, but she had fouled off two pitches to stay alive. That's just a great at bat. Down in the count 1-2, and J.C. Moore drives in the run. Troy leads 1-0. Here's Claire Winder, and she sends it foul sharply towards the first base dugout where Belle Plain resides.
Another player swinging right at that first pitch. I don't know if that was the game plan, but all of them are doing it.
One strike on Claire Winder. Mentioned a bit ago, hitting 526. Still just one out. And Moore's at second base, and this pitch is low. The count's 1-1. A couple other games coming up on the MSC Sports Radio Network. A couple baseball games. Valley Falls in Class 2-1A at Great Bend. They'll play at 545 on CARE 93.7. Here's the 1-1 pitch. A slow bouncer. Going to be gloved at third by Heater. Hurries to throw, but it's in time. 5-3 put out. Staying at second base. J.C. Moore not able to advance, although Coach McConaughey kind of explained he would like to see her come a little farther and try to advance there on that throw to first. So there are two outs now in the inning for Kaylee Grable. The other game coming up is Sabetha Baseball Class 3A in Manhattan. Sabetha Baseball will be playing at 5:45 as well, and that'll be on 92.1 KMZA, with those games starting in the next half hour. There's a swing and a miss by Kaylee Grable. Strike one to the Troy junior right fielder. 1-0, the Trojans lead. A pair of doubles here in the bottom of the second inning by Ingham and Moore. The bunt attempt and it's fouled towards the on-deck circle where Emma McConaughey stands. And quickly two strikes on the Trojan hitter. George tried to get out of this inning. Both of Troy's hits went left side. The double by Ingham was a line drive more up the middle. And then getting one through on the ground between short and third was J.C. Moore to drive in the run. Now the 0-2 pitch, that's high and outside for ball one to Kaylee Grable. Kaylee Grable hitting 389. And good hold there as the pitch off speed came in a little bit low, and Grable able to check the swing, and the count evens at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two outs, runner at second. George with the pitch, and just missed inside. Bottom of the zone again, and the count pushes full here to 3 balls and 2 strikes. J.C. Moore still at second base. Here's the payoff, and it popped foul and out of play. Thanks to some of the Troy State baseball softball sponsors, they include D.C. Drug in Troy, also J&G Auto Repair. Say hi to Joe there at J&G Auto Repair. John's Market, proud to sponsor Troy State Softball. And also Euler Law Office in Troy, all state softball sponsors, making the live broadcast possible. And free online as well at mscsports.net. The payoff pitch coming here. The seventh in the at-bat from George to Grable, Troy's number 8 hitter. This 3-2 is rolled in there for ball 4. The inning will continue with 2 on and 2 out for Emma McConaughey.
Great at-bat by Kaylee, I thought. Got 2 base runners now.
Yeah, Troy's being aggressive, as you talked about, but they're also not chasing or swinging at any bad pitches. They've had good discipline as well, despite the aggressive early in the count.
Emma McConaughey.
Now Emma McConaughey, the Troy catcher. She takes a little bit low for ball 1. Runners will be moving on contact with 2 outs here for first and second base. Troy leadoff hitter Reagan Hill has worked her way back to the on-deck circle. The 2 outs here in the bottom of the second. foul back. Makes it 1-1 here to McConaughey. It continues, as you hear, to blow out towards left field. Should have set up on the other side of the press box. Maybe it would have been blocked a little bit more out of that wind blowing from behind us. Here's the 1-1, and that's low. Gets to the backstop, and the runners both advance. Low pitch that skips past Lujan, and now at scoring position is Moore at third base and Grable at second. Two hits and a walk in this inning. The count is 2 balls and a strike to Emma McConaughey. Boy, a pitch hit here. We could put a crooked number up. Here's a deep drive to the center field. Oh. It's way back. It's gone! Bye-bye! A three-run jack by Emma McConaughey, Troy's number 9 hitter. Forget the base hit to score through a 2. McConaughey goes deep to drive in 3.
How's that for number 9 hitter, Justin?
Phenomenal. And the wind helped it a bit, but that was a no-doubter to the deepest part of the park. Emma McConaughey picked a perfect time for just her second home run of the season, and Troy leads 4-0. Wow. And a trip to the mound now by the pitcher, the coach for Belt Plain, Kaylee Swan, out there to talk to her entire infield. It started with 2 outs by Kaylee Grable getting the walk, and then runners able to advance to second and third. It didn't matter because McConaughey jacks one out of the park. Troy's got to be feeling really good right now. It's still, of course, 5 innings to go, but they lead 4-0. But shout out to a few more of our Troy State softball sponsors. We appreciate Jade Millwright, also Kirkwood & Co., restaurant and sports bar in Highland. Dr. Andrew Euler Dental Office in St. Joseph, proud to sponsor Troy Softball. Also, Harmon Rohde Funeral Home and Grain Belt Insurance. You'll hear their ads during each half inning timeout. And we hope that you tell them that you heard their ad and appreciate the sponsorship, making the live coverage possible here from Pratt. As now leadoff hitter Reagan Hill up there, and she takes strike 1. So how long was the drive from Troy to Pratt, Mr. Jasper?
4.5 hours.
4.5 hours. Of course, the softball team left yesterday. They stopped at Kingman and kind of made a day of it. They were ready to roll here today. Another pitch in there for a strike to Reagan Hill, who's out trying to bunt to third, her first at-bat today. Pretty good little job. I mean, it's not quite Dodge City, but
not quite. We made that trip already this
basketball,
year. We were
hoping
today's outcome would be better, and it's off to a better start.
2-1 now as the next pitch misses high. Still 2 outs in the inning. Bases emptied here, courtesy of Emma McConaughey. The 2-1 delivery is on the outside corner, called strike 2. A chance would be next. Hill is the 7th batter of the inning here for Troy. Got a pair of doubles to get one on the board. And a walk and a 3-run homer. Here's a foul back and out of play. The count stays 2-2. And I mean, Troy's aggressive, but man, they haven't swung at anything really outside the zone, and they've worked some pretty deep counts. They've had 3 full counts already against Emma George, first time through the order. 2-2 here as Hill tries to protect and takes a pitch inside. So another full count pitch coming up here to Reagan Hill. Payoff and strike 3. Reagan Hill decided to swing a little bit too late. The pitch in there for a strike, but the damage has been done. Troy gets 4 runs on 3 hits. No errors and nobody left. A big 3-run home run by Emma McConaughey. And as we head to the 3rd inning, Troy leads Belle Plaine 4-0 here on KNZA.
Two Timbers in Highland, Kansas has a rare opening in their Home Plus senior living community, offering 24/7 nursing care in a smaller, more personal home-like setting with home-cooked meals, transportation, activities, and one-on-one care. Whether you need assisted living or end-of-life care, we'll help you through all the transitions with your loved one. Locally owned, call Pam Twombly at Two Timbers at 442-4444.
Have you been putting off an electrical project? Stonebarger Electric of Highland is your local electrician for residential and commercial projects. Michael Stonebarger has more than 14 years' experience serving Northeast Kansas for electrical projects with new construction or remodeling. Maybe you have an idea for an electrical job that would add convenience, or perhaps there's electrical safety issues that it's time to get looked at by a professional. Call Stonebarger Electric at 785-741-5400. Trust the local and experienced experts that are licensed, bonded, and insured. Call Michael with Stonebarger Electric, 741-5400. Stonebarger Electric, 741-5400.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
On to the third inning we go. Here's Gabriella Lujan leading off for Belle Plaine. And the first pitch from Peyton Engelman. This is just a little bit low. It's 1-0. So we got the 7, 8, 9 hitters, Lujan, Talbot, and Heater here for Belle Plaine in the top of inning number 3. Troy ahead at 4-0. Pitch a little high, bounces out of McConaughey's glove for ball 2. Dustin Pluck alongside Derek Jasper in Pratt, Kansas. See if Engelman can keep it rolling. She struck out the side her last time out in the second inning. She has retired 5 of the 6 outs by strikeout in this game. This pitch is a little bit low, so now working with a 4-0 lead, Engelman comes out and falls behind Lujan 3-0. We'll look to get locked back in and settle down a bit here. 3-0 pitch to the number 7 hitter for the Dragons, and it's at the top of the zone called strike 1. It's crazy to start a season 0-6 and then go 11-2 over your next 13 games. Here's a ground ball to third. Nice hop for Claire Winder. Throws over to first. J.C. Moore's there, and there's one out here in the third.
Yeah, Justin, they really rolled through their regional. I think their closest game was 8 runs in their regional.
Shot by Ingham there after falling behind 3-0 to pitch a couple strikes. Let her defense help her out. Now we'll face Torrance Talbot, the first baseman for Belle Plaine. She takes a strike on the outside corner. Good location on the pitch there by Peyton Ingham. Got that big inning started for Troy with a double. The 0-1 is swung on and missed. That's strike 2. And the semifinals are tomorrow morning, both of them at 11 a.m. with the third place and championship games both to follow in the 1 o'clock hour. All tomorrow here at the Green Sports Complex in Pratt, Kansas for 2-1A state softball. 0-2 is low. Now a ball and 2 strikes to Talbot. J.C. Heater awaits next. Boy, with the blue tops, gray pants, and gray numbers and letters on those blue jerseys. Given ready, gets the sign from McConaughey. The pitch is swung on and missed. And that is strikeout number 6 for Engelman, out number 2 here in the third. Third baseman for Belle Plaine. And all right-handed hitters as we've completed the lineup through all the way now. Heater up there, and she takes pitch across the inside part of the plate, strike 1. So unlike Troy, Belle Plaine has been a little bit more cautious, especially early in the count and on that first pitch, but Ingman hasn't missed much. I think she's only fallen behind one batter, and that was a 3-0 count to start this inning. Pitch rises up a bit out of the zone to make it a ball and a strike to Heater. Two outs, bases empty here in the top of the third. Troy leading Belle Plaine 4-0. Now 1-1 delivery from junior Peyton Engelman. Swing and a miss. One of the candidates indeed is Engelman for player of the year in class 2-1A softball. The other girl that's kind of mentioned in that conversation is from Mission Valley, who's also here at the state tournament this week.
Yeah, the team that beat us in the regional final last year.
Here's a swing and a miss. Another high fastball whipped on. 7 Ks for Engelman, and we got a ways to go, but right now the Troy Trojans are rolling. They lead 4-0 over Belle Plaine as we head to the bottom of the third after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is ready to assist you with enrollment for summer and fall courses and technical programs. The Western Center offers 6 technical programs, including construction technology, diesel technology, early childhood, medical assistant, precision agriculture, and welding technology. Plus, a wide variety of transferable gen ed options are available. Contact HCC Western Center in Baileyville for an advising appointment at 442-6240 or email western@highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
The City of Troy is proud to support the local student athletes and the Troy community. Follow the City of Troy, Kansas on Facebook or visit their website at www.troykansas.com. Good luck, Trojans, from all the staff and employees of the City of Troy.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Pratt with studio engineer Brian Hurt. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by Derek Jasper. Troy's Paige Hines leads off here in the bottom of the third and fouls the first pitch behind us and out of play. Troy got 4 runs on 3 hits last inning, at least 4-0. Meanwhile, Peyton Ingeman has faced 9 batters and retired all 9 Belle Plaine batters. She has struck out 7 of those 9 batters she's faced. Troy looking to stay aggressive, though, with Hines up there. It takes low for ball one. Hines will be followed by Euler and Ingeman here in the bottom of the third. Emma George, right-handed pitcher for the Dragons, and a well-hit ball to the gap in left center. That one's going to one-hop the fence. Heading for second is Paige Hines, and in there, standing up, just like the last inning started for Troy, it's a leadoff double. Paige Hines hitting 408 and whipped that ball to the gap in left center field.
It's a really nice stroke by Paige, really rattled that thing to left center. Beautiful hit, bounced off the fence.
Now Avery Euler, who worked the 7th pitch at bat with a 5-3 ground out back in the first inning against George. She takes inside for ball one. But it's important for Troy, even though, you know, they're up 4-0, and we talk about the confidence growing and feeling pretty good. You never want to let up, right? We're not even halfway through this game. Good to see him come out here and be aggressive as this pitch is lifted into left field right at Forrester, and she makes the catch for out number one. Back to second goes Hines.
Yeah, and especially with the way this wind's blowing out there, Justin, if Belle Plaine gets a hold of it to you, could change things in a hurry. So need to keep tacking on runs when we can. Got to get this leadoff double in here somehow.
Pretty good contact there by Euler, but the catch was made probably 5-10 steps in front of the left field fence. She hit it right at Forrester out there in left field. So now Peyton Ingeman, who already has a double, and she takes low for ball one. Ingeman doubled up the middle her first at-bat. Peyton has 6 home runs to lead the Troy team this season. Her on-base percentage of .688 is best on the team. Also, 37 runs scored to lead the team, and 33 RBIs tops for the Lady Trojans as well. They pitch her outside the zone again here. The count is 2-0. Weber on deck, 1 on and 1 out for Troy with a 4-0 lead here in the bottom of the third. Grounder left side. The diving shortstop comes up empty. Around third is Hines, and no throw to the plate. It's an RBI and the second base hit for Peyton Ingeman today as Troy extends their lead 5-0.
Head coach Kyle McConaughey didn't hesitate sending Paige home on that single to left, but it was a good decision. Paige had some nice speed. Another good hit by Peyton Ingeman.
Peyton and some of her gear to the Troy first base coach, which is Kelly Merritt. And swinging and fouling one off low in the zone is Emerson Weber. Strikeout victim, her first time up. So Ingeman at first, still just 1 out. Troy batting here in the bottom of the third inning. Weber hitting .464. Off-speed pitch bounces a couple feet in front of home plate. 1-1. Coach McConaughey going to move Weber up in the box just a little bit. George has had trouble locating that off-speed pitch today for Belle Plaine. Here's one down the middle, skied up on the infield. The shortstop Easterly makes the call and the catch, and that is out number two. Got underneath it just a little too much, did Weber. And now J.C. Moore, who has an RBI double in this game, will bat here with two away and Ingeman at first base. The RBI for J.C. Moore was her 28th of the season. That is second on the team for Troy. She would like to join Ingeman with two hits in this game, and she fouls one straight back. Pretty good cut, strike one.
Got a great at bat, her first time up. Another good cut right there.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit. Fouling a couple pitches off to stay alive, and then it was an off-speed pitch she really had to wait on and sit through on the left side of the infield to bring in a run. Here's a swing and a miss. A little bit of an off-speed pitch there from George, who's ahead in the count, nothing and two. Troy now has five total hits to match their five runs scored here in the first three innings today against Bell Plain. Yeah, defeated Trojans looking for 22-0. Fast ball, that's through on the left side, a base hit. J.C. Moore is indeed 2-for-2. And that's a good piece of hitting. Down in the count, 1-2 to extend the inning here with two on and two out for Claire Winder.
After the two-out single, number two.
You can tell we got a play-by-play broadcaster doing the PA today. I was up chatting with him earlier. He's the voice of the Pratt Greenbacks on the mighty 1290 AM station here in Pratt. You can always tell when you got a play-by-play when doing it. We're sitting right underneath it, so it's pretty loud and clear. Here's a foul ball over the first base Bell Plain dugout. Claire Winder up there. She grounded to third her first time up.
Checking out some of the Troy players' shoes, Justin. Kind of a side note, it's a big deal. Our girls have worn metal cleats all year, but no metal cleats here allowed in Pratt. So I don't know if they all went and bought new shoes or not.
One strike pitch a little bit high to Claire Winder. Runners stay at first and second base.
Some of them actually kind of look like tennis shoes, which I assume is kind of fine on turf, too.
Well, as you mentioned, a lot of these girls playing some, you know, off-season summer ball and stuff. I wonder if some of them had some other turf-type softball shoes already on hand, hopefully. Pitch fouled into the third base Troy dugout. 1-2 here to Claire Winder. Kaylee Grable would be next. 2-on-2 out. Troy leading 5-0 here at the bottom of the third inning. For another clutch hit. The three-run homer came with two outs an inning ago. This 1-2 pitch is high. The count 2-2. Winder has hit one out of the park this season. In fact, Troy has seven different girls, seven of the nine in their lineup that have homered this season. So there's some pop, not just the great batting averages up and down the lineup. 2-2, that's down the right field side, running in, making the catch on the run. Kennedy Glover, fine catch there to keep Troy scoreless with two on base. But Troy got one run on three hits, and they leave a couple on. We head to the fourth inning here in Pratt. Our score is Troy 5 and Bell Plain 0. You're listening to State 21A Softball on the MFC Sports Radio Network.
Jade Millwrights of Hiawatha, locally owned by Dale Elliott and Jeremy DeLisi, for all your grain handling equipment and offering new systems or repairs for your specific needs.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Doniphan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
No job is too big or too small for J&G Auto Repair in Troy. They have the latest diagnostic equipment to handle automotive work for any maker model. Located at 108 West State Street in Troy, also selling Carolina carports and small buildings. J&G Auto Repair in Troy, proud to support local students and athletes.
John's Supermarket is Troy's oldest food store and is a proud supporter of the Troy community and student athletes. For all your grocery needs and fresh cut meat, stop by John's Supermarket, open 7 days a week in Troy.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Pratt. Great start for Troy. 5-0, Trojans leading Bell Plain. Ethan Ingeman's been through the lineup one time. She struck out 7 of the 9 batters she faced. Bell Plain yet to have a base runner. Top of the order is Madison Talbot batting the second time. And the first pitch in inning number 4 is a little bit low for ball 1. 5 runs on 6 hits for Troy. No base runners yet for Belle Plaine. Almost halfway through the contest. Hickman rocks and fires it in, and it's a strike that's fouled back behind home plate. It's going to stay inside the park, but not enough time for McConaughey to get there and have a chance to make the play. So one ball, one strike to Talbot. This Talbot was one of the seven strikeout victims. Only two girls went down looking. Five went down swinging against Hickman their first time up. Zingerman's next pitch, a 1-1 leadoff hitter, takes strike two.
Be interesting the second time through the lineup to see if they've gotten anything figured out with taking yet or not.
Two balls they put in play, both went to third. One was a bunt, one was a soft hit. The bounce strike to Claire Winder. She's made both Detroit defensive plays so far at that hot corner. Here's a swing and a miss. No defense needed. Peyton Zingerman records strikeout number eight.
Batting second, number 10, Natalie Forrester.
One out for the number two hitter, the left fielder Natalie Forrester, who was out trying to bunt her first time up. Hickman is ready. McConaughey this time. Pitch flipped and rolls across home plate for ball one. Troy has six hits, but four of them have been for extra bases. They have three doubles. And the big three-run home run by Emma McConaughey with two outs. Here's a hard hit ball and a base hit for Belle Plaine into center field. Reagan Hill cuts it off and gets it in quickly, but it'll be a one-out single for Natalie Forrester. Maybe that's what Belle Plaine needs, because so far nobody was able to make good contact. And see what the rest of the order does. They got part of it coming up here with number three hitter Josie Walker. But he'll try to work around the one-out single. Swing and a miss. Heater by Ingeman makes it 0-1. Mentioned Valley Falls Baseball getting underway on Care 93.7 in Great Bend, and also Sabetha Baseball, 3A in Manhattan, getting underway on 92.1 KFCA. Here's a high pop-up on the infield. Claire Winder makes the call. The third baseman for Troy makes the catch. Carried her back just a couple steps with that wind. Really high ball, but Walker is retired for out number two. Two outs. Forrester still at first base, and here's Delaney Easterly. Easterly grounds it to the shortstop. Euler's first chance. Flip throw to second. Easy play there for the force out. 6-4. Belle Plaine down with just one hit in the top of the fourth inning. Troy's still in control, leading 5-0. We're back in 1 minute here on FM 103.9 KNCA.
Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar is open 7 days a week in Highland, offering daily lunch specials and happy hour. Kirkwood also hosts small groups and parties and can cater. The perfect place for great food and drinks together with family and friends. Kirkwood & Co. Sports Bar in Highland. Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
The team at Harmon Rhody Funeral Homes is always on your side. They recommend having a good game plan and are happy to discuss pre-arrangement services. Harmon Rhody Funeral Home in Troy and Wathena, a tradition in quality service.
Greenbelt Insurance in Troy is an independent agency providing multiple carrier options for all your insurance needs. Nolan Franken and Ben Gilmore take pride in providing their clients with a different kind of insurance experience. Call or visit and see why so many are switching to Greenbelt Insurance. Online at greenbeltinsurance.com and Facebook.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
First pitch here in the bottom of the fourth popped up to the shortstop, and the catch is made by Easterly there as Haley Grable leading off for Troy here in the bottom of the fourth. The first pitch fly out to the shortstop, so one away. Troy leading it 5-0 over Belle Plaine as they bat here at the bottom of the fourth. And here's Emma McConaughey, who has the biggest hit of the day so far. A three-run homer, her first time up, that came with two outs. And she takes high for ball one. Three-run homer by McConaughey came on a 2-1 pitch. that had followed a seven-pitch walk drawn by Kaylee Grable with two outs to extend the inning. Pitching in a little bit low, and it's 2-0 to McConaughey with Troy's leadoff hitter, Reagan Hill, awaiting on deck. Pitch by George is outside, just off the plate there, maybe a bit high. It's 3-0 to Emma McConaughey as Troy looks for a base runner. They've had at least one on it all but the first inning when they went down in order. 3-0, swung on and missed. Lower part of the zone, now 3-1 to McConaughey, still with the count in her favor. In the shortstop, Esterly playing a bit towards third base. This pitch high, and that's a one-out walk drawn by Emma McConaughey. It's the second free pass surrendered today by Emma George. So Troy's got a base runner in McConaughey. Got a courtesy run, maybe? It'll be top of the lineup with Reagan Hill starting a third time through the Troy order.
Yeah, it'll be freshman Gracie Grable, Justin, coming in a pinch run for the catcher.
Gracie Grable will courtesy run there at first with one out. Again, Reagan Hill, the batter. She's 0-for-2, so looking to get in on the action offensively today here for Troy. Some of our Troy State softball sponsors do include Franken Auto Parts. Thanks to Kelly there at Franken Auto Parts at Troy. Also, the Bedina State Bank and Bank of Highland, Anderson Meats in Troy, and Grant's Repair. Between Troy and Wafina, Highway 36 for Liberty and other safe. The foul back and out of play. So 0-1 to Reagan Hill, sitting 422 on the season. 13 extra base hits for Reagan Hill in that leadoff spot. Speedy Troy Sr. up there right-handed. And takes down and in for ball one. Coach McConaughey coaching over in his third base coaching box with some words across the diamond for Gracie Grable. This pitch is high. It's 2-1 now to Hill. Paige Hines, Avery Euler, Peyton Ingeman are next in the order here for the Lady Trojans who look to add to a 5-run lead. Without Hippel playing 6-1. Pitch hit hard and through on the left side. A single for Reagan Hill, who's aboard for the first time. Grable will stop at second. Two on now with one out for Paige Hines. All Troy hits are going left side.
Yeah, we really got some speed on the base pass now. Justin with Gracie at second and Reagan at first. Both can really run.
Has Troy hit any on the right side of second base today? I think every single one of their hits have been left side.
Pulling everything.
Yep.
Just looked good at the plate.
Paige Hines doubled and scored her last time up. The miss is there on the offering from George. She's also popped up to second. Troy now has six of their nine batters that have a hit and have been on base here today, with Hill just singling a moment ago. 0-1 pitch, rather. Grounded foul towards Coach McConaughey there at third. The no balls, two strikes on Paige Hines. Has one of three doubles for Troy. Ingeman and Moore also have doubles. Ingeman and Moore both are 2-for-2 on the day offensively. 0-2 pitch, Sky. That one's on the right side a little bit, but fly to the center fielder Walker, who comes in and makes the catch. So technically, I guess, on the right side of second base, but not by much. And that fly ball to center is out number two. Avery Euler looking to get on. She's 0-for-2 today. She's fly to left and grounded to the third. Avery Euler came in batting .463, 32 runs scored, 25 batted in. Takes the strike on the outside corner. Coach Jasper mentioned good speed. If we could get a two-out hit here with Gracie Grable at second and Reagan Hill at first base. Two outs now here at the bottom of the fourth inning for Troy. And a ball lifted. That's a fair ball down the third baseline. Around third is Grable. She scores. Around third is Hill. She scores. And a two-out, two RBI hit by Avery Euler to put Troy up 7-0.
Told you about that speed, didn't I? Done a lot of damage with two outs today so far. It's just great confidence at the plate.
Number nine, Ingeman Yeah, pretty good speed when you're able to score from first. That ball just a couple feet inside the third base line, and it kind of went down in there to the corner. They had trouble getting it in, but easily scoring two runs there. And Avery Euler gets two more RBI. Here's Peyton Ingeman, already two for two. She takes a strike on the outside corner. Well, Ingeman was a front runner for the Class 2-1A State Softball Player of the Year. She certainly hasn't done anything to diminish those thoughts today. Two for two, and has a one-hitter going with the shutout, and has struck out eight. And now down in the count 0-2 as she fouls this one over to the third base side. Agent Ingeman doubled and scored in the second, singled in the third. And now down in the count 0-2 here against Emma George. With the runner on second and two outs, two runs in, off speed. Boy, barely waiting on it just to get a nick, a little piece of Ingeman. Staying alive. Count still 0-2. Emerson Weber would be next if Ingeman could get on. Battling down in the count 0-2. Another pitch here from George. And that's ripped up and foul over the Troy dugout. Still nothing at 2 to the Troy junior. Two hits this inning and two runs for Troy. So they now have 7 runs on 8 hits here in the game. Outside on that pitch, 1-2 now to Ingeman. The 2-run, 2-out double by Euler. The 3-run, 2-out homer by McConaughey. That's 5 runs with 2 outs. So 5 of the 7 coming with 2-out hits. Here's another changeup, lifted a deep short. Back goes Esterly and makes the catch. So Peyton Ingeman finally retired, but Troy gets the 2 runs on 2 hits. They leave one on base. We head to inning number 5, and Troy now leads 7-0 over Belle Plaine here on KNZA.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Kelly at Franken Auto Parts in Troy is proud to support student athletes and wishes the Trojans best of luck. Franken Auto Parts is your Napa dealer located at 409 East Locust Street in Troy. Trust Napa and trust Franken Auto Parts in Troy. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you the customer are the owner.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Brian Hurt, Justin Fluke alongside Derek Jasper, streaming online at msdsports.net. On to the fifth inning we go. Troy leading it 7-0 over Belle Plaine. Here's Emma George, first batter for Belle Plaine, and couldn't check the swing as she offered there, and it's strike one from Peyton Ingeman. Didn't give up a one-out single, so has allowed one base runner through 4 innings so far here today. Ingeman winds and deals, and a swing and a miss from George. It's quickly nothing and two. Second time through the order here for the Dragons. So struck out 8 times total now against Ingeman. Here's an 0-2, and it's popped up. And it's the third baseman, Claire Winder, makes the catch, straddling the third base line, and there's one away here at the top of the fifth.
Next up for the Dragons, number 2, Kennedy Glover.
Like George, Kennedy Glover, strikeout victim her first time up. She'll bat with nobody on and one out here at the top of the fifth inning. Belle Plaine in the Central Plains League. Foul ball here makes it nothing and one with Gabriella Lujan awaiting on deck. Both teams have been flawless defensively with their opportunities so far here today. Next pitch by Ingeman is right in there, looking the inside part of the plate, and they had nothing and two to Kennedy Glover. for the right fielder. Right-hander for the Dragons awaits. Here's the 0-2, and it's swung on and missed. Strike three, total of 9 strikeouts now for Engelman.
Batting third for the Dragons, number 15, Gabby Blumhaw.
Pate looking for her third, 1-2-3 inning, and 4 tries here today. Troy is in 100% complete control. Pitch inside for ball one to Lujan, who was out on a 5-3 grounder her first at-bat. By the way, the other game going on simultaneously to this one in the 2-1A state softball bracket on the other field is Elsaline 5 and Colgan 2. This pitch inside, 2-0 from Ingham to Lujan. So Elsaline 5, Colgan 2, but that's on the opposite side of the bracket. Ingham's next pitch, 2-0, and that's high and away for ball three. Game on the same side of the bracket as Troy will be played next on this same field, and that'll be the third seed Blue Stem with one loss against Central Heights, who's 14-7. Ingham 3-0 for the second time today. And that's a strike at the top of the zone. Still yet to give up a free pass. The one-out single, the only base runner for the Dragons against Ingham here today. 3-1 delivery. And it's grounded to second. Hines slides down on the knee, makes the play on a nice throw over to first. Fielded cleanly there by Paige Hines. And it's a 1-2-3 inning again for Ingham and the Trojans. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Troy leading 7-0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Bendina State Bank welcomes you to come in and see for yourself the commitment that each and every one of the staff represents. They offer many services, including standard checking and savings accounts, plus loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Stop in today and utilize the many services they offer. The Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Do you need some livestock processed soon? Anderson Meats in Troy have some immediate openings in the very near future. Give them a call in Troy at 785-985-2292 and find out how they can work you into their processing schedule. Or stop by and see them on Last Chance Road. Anderson Meats in Troy. Contact them for some immediate openings for processing of your livestock. 785-985-2292. That's 785-985-2292. But call soon.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to the Green Sports Complex here in Pratt, Kansas. Bottom of the fifth inning. Troy will have 5, 6, 7 hitters due up. Weber, Moore, and Winder. Troy leads 7-0 over Bell Plain here going into the bottom of the fifth inning. Emerson Weber today is 0-2. One of just a couple girls that has not been on base yet, and she takes strike one. And Weber will look to join the offensive party. Troy's pounded out 7 runs on 8 hits, scored 5 runs with 2 outs. And there's another base hit. It's going to drop into right center field, cut off by Walker, the center fielder. But on a 1-strike pitch, it's a leadoff single for Emerson Weber. J.C. Moore is 2-for-2 today. She will bat, has a double and a single, and has scored one of the 7 at Troy runs. Weber delivers hit number 9, and now all but one Troy batter has been on base today. That's Claire Winder. She's going to get a chance as she is currently on deck. This off-speed pitch misses J.C. Moore. The count's 1-0. Leadoff runner for the third time today for Troy. Another off-speed pitch low. They throw back to first, but back safely there is Weber. 2-0 the count to J.C. Moore with Winder on deck. Haley Grable in the hole. Troy would love to get 3 runs here and just say see you later. Grab ball hot shot to the shortstop. They get 1 at second. The relay throw in time. That's a 6-4-3 double play. Esterly Talbot to Talbot on the right side of the infield. A pretty easy double play because it was hit hard by J.C. Moore, but that changes the inning around now with nobody on and 2 outs. 6-4-3, double play, two outs, bases empty. Here's Claire Winder. He's grounded in third and flied out to right field. She takes high ball one. Boy, one of just two softball teams in the Twin Valley League. Onega the other. Another ball hit towards right field, slicing away from Walker, but she makes a running catch to center fielder with a nice play there for Belle Plaine to retire Claire Winder. And Troy down 1-2-3 thanks to a double play turned there by the Dragons. So we've got two innings left. We'll head to the sixth when we return after this one-minute timeout. Troy still leading Belle Plaine 7-0 here on KNZA Hiawatha.
The place for everything local. Kansaland Radio, 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.
You own a gun? Is it stored safely? Whether you're concerned about fire theft or keeping your firearms out of the hands of the untrained, Graham's Repair and Browning have your needs covered. All Browning gun safes are thoroughly tested for fire and theft protection and hold more guns and valuables than the competition. Safety, security, quality, and convenience, all built into every Browning Pro Steel safe. Graham's Repair has hundreds of safes in stock of all brands in many sizes and various options. So stop by Grant's Repair, just west of Wathena on Highway 36. Grantsrepair.net.
With nearly 40 years under our belt at Taylor Seed Farms, we continue to focus on honesty and integrity. We've set the standard for personalized customer service. Our corn and soybeans are field-tested and tried in your growing environment. Taylor High Quality Seed. We stake our name on it. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com to find the hybrids and varieties that are right for you.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Top of the sixth inning, just a couple more chances left for Belle Plaine. Here's Torrance Talbot leading off, the number eight hitter for the Dragons. Swing and a miss. Peyton Ingeman has struck out nine batters today, working with a 7-0 lead here. It needs to record just six more total outs to push Troy into the state semifinals tomorrow. Here's a swing and a miss again. Nothing in two to Talbot. The heater on deck, the number nine hitter, then back to the top as the Plaine's leadoff hitter, Madison Talbot, will get a third try against Peyton Ingeman. She's been nailed. Two-strike pitch, a tie. We mentioned Onega, the other Twin Valley League opponent. Ingeman against Onega had that perfect game where she faced 18 batters and struck out all 18 Onega batters that she faced in that shutout win. TBL earlier this year is a foul back, and the count holds at one ball, two strikes. Pretty tough to match that. I mean, you can't do much better as a pitcher than that, right?
Is that good, Justin? Sounds good.
Pretty impressive. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Ingeman ready. Kind of twists and turns and brings it in low. The count evens to 2-2. Yeah, I don't care who you're playing. Facing and striking out all 18 batters in a game is saying a lot. Peyton Ingeman, just a junior. First batter she's facing here in the sixth inning, and it's grounded slowly to the shortstop. Mueller going to have to hurry. Scoops, throws low on a hop, unable to dig it out. It was going to be a rushed play. Avery Mueller knew it, and they still had a chance to get her, but J.C. Moore on the short hop couldn't quite cleanly glove it. I think that's probably an error. The leadoff base runner for the first time today for Belle Plaine. Talbot is aboard. Here's J.C. Heater, who, like Talbot, struck out her first time up against Ingeman. She swings and misses for strike one. You've seen a lot more Troy softball than me this year. Their defense has been pretty salty, I would assume. Pretty
steady.
Their
defense has been solid, and that's one that J.C. normally will scoop and dig out of there. But
pitch foul back here. It's 0-2 now to J.C. Heater.
Probably gets a little bit boring when Peyton Ingeman's pitching. But they have gotten some action today and made some good plays.
0-2 the count. Pitch to the number 9 hitter for Belle Plaine on the way. Wow! Right down Broadway. Easy strike 3 call by the home plate umpire and a backwards K. That's 10 strikeouts now today for Peyton Ingeman. know if I'd take any pitches if I was facing Peyton Ingham, and I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be able to make contact with any of them either, but I'd probably be swinging. She's not come close really to walking anybody today. She did have a couple 3-0 counts, but she still hasn't walked anybody. So. 10th strikeout, by the way, was a big one. It was the first out here in the sixth inning. The runner at first base, leadoff hitter Madison Talbot up there at the plate. One strike pitch from Ingham is on the way, and it's a little high. And advancing to second base is Torrance Talbot. So E6 and a wild pitch. Bell Plain has found a way to get a runner at second base for the first time this evening. Part of the order coming up, feel like Bell Plain's going to have to do something here to have a chance. But down to their final 5 outs of the day. Swing and a miss. Foul tipped by Talbot. Makes the count nothing and two. Thanks to a couple other Choice Day baseball sponsors, including Stonebarger Electric, also Highland Community College, and Justice Studer at State Farm Insurance in Wambina. Here's the 1-2. That swung on and missed. Dropped, so they'll have to throw to first. And a nice dig there by J.C. Moore as McConaughey's throw wasn't real great. The ball had actually went out in front of home plate. McConaughey had to scramble to get there quickly, but the strikeout officially recorded. And that's 2 outs and 11 Ks now for Ingeman. Natalie Forster has the only base hit for the Dragons today. She's up there with the runner at third. 2 outs here in the sixth inning, and she takes strike one. Also, thanks to Two Timbers, Home Plus Senior Living Community in Highland, the City of Troy, and Taylor Seed Farms, all proud to sponsor Troy State Softball Live here on KNZA. Pitch a little low. It's 1-1 now to Forrester. Troy leading it 7-0 here in the sixth inning. One on third. Two outs. Swing and a miss. That's strike number two. 11 strikeouts today for Peyton Ingeman, pushing her season total to 142 strikeouts this season. A lot of strikeouts.
Yeah, and she usually only pitched the first game of those doubleheaders.
There's another strikeout, another K. Ingeman off with the face mask and has a little Ric Flair type. Woo! She heads to the dugout, and we head to the bottom of the sixth inning here in Pratt. It's Troy 7, Bell Plain 0, live on KNZA.
Two Timbers in Highland, Kansas has a rare opening in their Home Plus Senior Living community, offering 24/7 nursing care in a smaller, more personal home-like setting with home-cooked meals, transportation, activities, and one-on-one care. Whether you need assisted living or end-of-life care, we'll help you through all the transitions with your loved one. Locally owned, call Pam Twombly at Two Timbers at 442-4444.
Have you been putting off an electrical project? Stonebarger Electric of Highland is your local electrician for residential and commercial projects. Michael Stonebarger has more than 14 years' experience serving Northeast Kansas for electrical projects with new construction or remodeling. Maybe you have an idea for an electrical job that would add convenience, or perhaps there's electrical safety issues that it's time to get looked at by a professional. Call Stonebarger Electric at 785-741-5400. Trust the local and experienced experts that are licensed, bonded, and insured. Call Michael with Stonebarger Electric, 741-5400. Stonebarger Electric, 741-5400.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Probably any of the seniors take. Bottom of the sixth inning, Justin Fluke joined by Derek Jasper here on the MSC Sports Radio Network as Troy bats here at the bottom of the sixth looking for some insurance. They need just three more outs or three runs, whichever comes first. They lead 7-0 over Bell Plain. Kaylee Grable leading off and taking a little bit high there for ball one. Kaylee Grable, then Emma McConaughey, and due up third is leadoff hitter Reagan Hill, who will bat for a fourth time. Emma George for Bell Plain. It misses high again, and the count is 2-0. George has pitched the whole game for the Dragons, yielded 7 runs, all earned, and Troy has 9 total hits. 2 walks by George as well, and she finds the strike zone there on an off-speed pitch. It's 2-1. Dr. Lujan back down in her crouch, flashes a sign. George holds it on her right hip. Now wheels and deals, and it's a foul ball towards third to even the count at 2-2. And if Troy wins, they'll play tomorrow, state semifinal for the first time in school history. Well, this is their first time at the state tournament for softball. Here's a 2-2 high, but swung on and missed by Kaylee Grable. Mentioned the two walks and seven runs on nine hits. That is only the third strikeout today by Belle Plaine pitcher Emma George. I think you mentioned this earlier, Jasper, but if I understand things right, this is the first time at state for Troy softball, but if they win this, it would be the first time that any Troy girls program has finished in the top four of the state in any sport?
This
top four finish?
If they win today, of course, they're guaranteed at least fourth, right. And our volleyball team got fourth way back in the late 80s. So,
there's a base hit into center field by Emma McConaughey. She's having a great day. Three-run homer, a walk, and now a single. Courtesy runner will come in, but she's two for two today, has scored twice, and has driven in three runs with that three-run homer back in the second inning. Troy was up 1-0 when McConaughey hit the three-run homer to make it a 4-0 lead at the end of the second. And now she's on again with a single, and Gracie Grable will come in and courtesy run for her as we go back to the top of the order, Reagan Hill, with one on and one out. Troy leading 7-0. Reagan Hill singled and scored her last time up. And she grounds it towards third. Heater throws to second. They get that out, but that'll be it. So the force out, two away on a 5-4 fielder's choice by Hill. So volleyball once finished fourth. Is that what you were saying to kind of finish your thought? Volleyball was fourth one time?
Yes, in the late 80s when I was in school, volleyball was fourth. We haven't been to a state tournament since 2002 state basketball tournament, so a really big deal for our girls, and hopefully something that can trend us in the right direction for all sports continuing forward.
You bet. Paige Hines to the plate. She's 1-for-3 today. Her hit was a double, and she came around to score in the third inning. Troy got 4 runs in the second, 1 run in the third, 2 runs on a 2-out, 2-run double by Avery Euler in the fourth inning. That's the current 7-0 lead. Pitch is low. Reagan Hill is now the runner at first base for Troy here with two outs. Pitch swung on by Hines and missed for strike two. Hines made a good defensive play earlier today, sliding to a knee to make the stop and throwing back across her body to first for an out. Swings and misses here, and that will retire the strike. So nothing becomes of a one-out single. Troy needs 3 outs to win this baby. We quickly move along to inning number 7, and Troy leads Belle Plaine 7-0 here on KNCA.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
Highland Community College Western Center in Baileyville is ready to assist you with enrollment for summer and fall courses and technical programs. The Western Center offers 6 technical programs, including construction technology, diesel technology, early childhood, medical assistant, precision agriculture, and welding technology. Plus, a wide variety of transferable gen ed options are available. Contact HCC Western Center in Baileyville for an advising appointment at 442-6240 or email western@highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
The City of Troy is proud to support the local student athletes and the Troy community. Follow the City of Troy, Kansas on Facebook or visit their website at www.troykansas.com. Good luck, Trojans, from all the staff and employees of the City of Troy.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Troy needs just 3 outs to continue making a little history. The state softball team leading 7-0, and we're in the 7th inning. Troy win would put him in the state semifinals tomorrow at 11 a.m. against either Blue Stem or Central Heights. That Blue Stem Central Heights game is coming up next. Troy's recorded 18 outs in this game. 12 of them have been via strikeout by Peyton Ingeman. She's out there to try to finish off the deal, but she'll have to work to the 3, 4, and 5 hitters for the Dragons. Kelsey Walker leading things off, 0-for-2. And she swings and misses as the count is 1-1. Minnie Esterly and Emma George also do up here in the seventh inning for the Dragons. Came in as the number 7th seed with a record of 11-8. The pitch, a rise ball that exits the zone high. It's 2-1. Troy does indeed win. We'll be back here tomorrow and broadcast the game at 11 on 103.9 KNZA, online at msesports.net. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. One base hit for Belle Plaine. That was a single in the fourth inning. They've been retired 3 up and 3 down in 3 different innings today. Had one runner reach on an error in the sixth. Now the 2-2 here to lead off the seventh, and a ground ball gloved by Ingham. A nice snag. Turns and throws to first. One out. Troy needs just 2 more. Bending her spot well, Pennington Ingham. 1-3 put out. Now the cleanup hitter, Delaney Esterly. Strike out, and the ground ball to short for her today. Troy looking for win number 22 with no losses. The strike wheeled right in there by Ingeman. Next pitch, an 0-1. And it's sent down the right field line. Playing it is Grable, and can't quite make it. A little delay getting a read on it. And it drops, and into second goes Esterly with what I think will be ruled a double. The ball was never dropped, but I don't think Grable got a good read on it. Seemed like it was a little bit of a late break to get to that ball, and the wind was pushing it away from her as well there in short right field. But that runner at second doesn't mean too much. You got to forget about it, move on as Emma George comes to the plate. He's 0 for 2 with the pop to third, a strikeout. One out here in the seventh inning. Pitch low, trying to advance to third. Throw down, not in time. The ball rolled to the left, away from McConaughey. Now Esterly is at third base here with one out. Troy leading 7-0, needing 2 more outs. 1-0 pitch to the Belle Plaine pitcher. Swung on and missed. Kennedy Glover awaiting on deck. Swinging a miss, strike two. I thought it was kind of cool, Derek, when I was writing down the lineup for Belle Plaine. They got one girl that's named Glover and another one that's named Heater. That's their last name. I thought it was pretty fitting for the ball diamond, right? You got a Glover and a Heater.
Absolutely.
Here's the 1-2. Popped up, foul territory off the third base side, giving a look as Winder, but it's out of the reach, not a play. We'll do it again here at 1-2. Yeah, having a Heater and a Glover on your team is a lot better than having a Fluke or a Jasper.
Absolutely.
Another 1-2 pitch coming here. Belle Plaine's got a runner at third. One out. And the pitch by Ingeman grounded foul again on the third base side.
They keep hitting these foul balls in left field, Justin. I look over there. We've got Troy fans clear down almost to the fence on the left field sideline there. Maybe a couple hundred people.
Pretty impressive indeed. Yeah, as you mentioned, there's not much seating here today. Most of them right now are standing up, hoping for 2 more outs and wanting to see a little more history. The 1-2 pitch rolled in there low. Nice stop by McConaughey to keep that runner at third. Counts 2-2. This will be pitch number 7 in the at-bat as Ingeman looks to the dugout. McConaughey setting on the bucket of softballs over there. The sign. Catcher McConaughey, now the 2-2 pitch, and that's chopped foul again. An 8-pitch at bat between the number 5 hitter for Belle Plaine, Emma George, and Peyton Ingeman. Got some new swag in Trojan territory this year with the state softball shirts that I saw, so pretty good stuff. Need 2 more outs. Here's a 2-2 pitch from Peyton Ingeman. You betcha! Swinging a miss, high heat, and Troy's now 1 out away. And if the Trojan fans weren't all standing a moment ago, they are now. That is 13 strikeouts for Peyton Ingeman. 13 strikeouts with the Baker's Dozen. he has struck out Kennedy Glover twice, and now we'll face her here with the game on the line. The first pitch foul back and out of play. Two hits allowed by Peyton Engeman, trying to keep that shutout intact. The runner at third, but now two outs here in the seventh inning. The 0-1 delivery is low. We got four in the second and have been in cruise control since. Tacked on one in the third, added a pair in the fourth. Getting 7-0 at the end of four and still up 7-0 here in the seventh. One out away. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Engeman. It swung on and missed, strike two. Engeman looking to finish the deal. He will get a different fastball for this potential final pitch. Troy, 21-0 on the season. Engeman delivers. Strike three called! Down Mookie, and it's the 14th K for Peyton Engeman, and it's win number 22 on the season for Troy, as in their first ever state softball appearance. Troy is now moving on with a shutout victory and in to the Class 2-1A state semifinal. A 7-0 win for Troy to remain perfect on the season. And now in the top four, they have a date at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning here in Pratt, Kansas. Five of the runs scored on clutch two-out hits. Great defense, phenomenal pitching, and some good timely hitting as Troy pounded out 10 hits here in the game, and they win it 7-0. I don't know what more we could have asked for, Coach Jasper. That was all pretty darn good from start to finish in a tidy little 1 hour and 20-minute game.
Couldn't have scripted any better, Justin. Peyton was dominating on the mound. Didn't look like there was any nerves from us, which was my biggest concern, being our first appearance here and Belle Plaine having some experience being here. So it looked like they handled that well. They were aggressive at the plate, timely two-out hitting, excellent defense behind Peyton when they did put the ball in play, and just a perfect start to a state tournament.
So a 7-0 win. We'll come back with postgame after this as Troy wins at 7-0 over Belle Plaine. They'll play tomorrow at 11 a.m. here at the state softball tournament in Pratt. You can hear it right here on FM 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.
Jade Millwrights of Hiawatha, locally owned by Dale Elliott and Jeremy DeLisi, for all your grain handling equipment and offering new systems or repairs for your specific needs.
DC Drug is your locally owned independent pharmacy and drugstore located in Troy and serving Doniphan County and surrounding area. Pharmacist Doug Heenick and staff are available from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each weekday with friendly service. On Facebook and on Main Street in Troy, DC Drug is proud to be your local pharmacy.
No job is too big or too small for J&G Auto Repair in Troy. They have the latest diagnostic equipment to handle automotive work for any maker model. Located at 108 West State Street in Troy, also selling Carolina carports and small buildings. J&G Auto Repair in Troy, proud to support local students and athletes.
John's Supermarket is Troy's oldest food store and is a proud supporter of the Troy community and student athletes. For all your grocery needs and fresh cut meat, stop by John's Supermarket, open 7 days a week in Troy.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back, along with studio engineer Brian Hurt, Justin Fluke, Derek Jasper with you. The Troy softball team still kicking, 22-0, still perfect, and now dancing into the state semifinals at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. Troy just beat Belle Plaine 7-0. They are now 22-0 on the season. Troy ends up with 7 runs on 10 hits. They did commit one error. They left 4 runners stranded on base. For Belle Plaine, they had 0 runs on just 2 hits, and they left 2 runners stranded as Peyton Engeman tossed another gem. She did not allow a single free pass. She gave up just the 2 hits. Those were the only, actually, 3 base runners, 2 on hits and 1 on an error. And Peyton Engeman struck out 14 batters in delivering the 2-hit shutout for the Trojans. That will end Belle Plaine's season with a record of 11 wins and 9 losses. For Belle Plaine, there are 2 hits, 1 for Natalie Foster, a single in the 4th. 1 was a double by Delaney Esterly in the 7th. And that's it. We'll give you the Troy offensive stats real quick, led by Emma McConaughey, who was 2 for 2 with 2 runs scored and 3 batted in. And it was McConaughey with a 3-run homer coming with 2 outs in the second inning. Instead of a 1-0 game, Troy led 4-0. They added 1 tally in the third and 2 more in the fourth. So McConaughey 2 for 2 with 2 runs and 3 batted in. Also a 2-for-3 day for J.C. Moore with a run and an RBI. Peyton Ingeman went 2-for-3. She had a run scored. Also for Troy, a run scored for Kaylee Grable, a base hit for Emerson Weber, a base hit and 2 RBI for Avery Euler, and a base hit and a run scored for both Paige Hines and Reagan Hill. Going to get the final thoughts and comments from Coach Derek Jasper before we wrap it up, Coach.
Well, I thought it was a sensational performance. Like I said earlier, I was a little bit worried about the nerves. You know, you can't be too nervous. This team has played loose and with enthusiasm all year, and that continued today. The play of the game, of course, that home run by Emma with 2 outs. I think that kind of set the tone. And when you get 4 runs on the board with Peyton locked in like she was today, you really feel good about that. And, you know, it's state tournament. You always got to concentrate play. But, man, I felt good as soon as that ball went over the fence. 4-0 lead. I know it's pretty hard to be the coach's daughter and play on the team. What a moment they had when they embraced after she hit that home run. So just a great overall performance. We've got a chance for a state championship tomorrow. I don't know a lot about softball. I don't know how this works. If they're going to stay and scout this next game, kind of check out the pitching of both of these teams, check out the lineups, and then get back to the hotel, hopefully get them to bed early. It will be an early morning up. So I'll probably get here at 9:30, start warming up for an 11 a.m. game. I know different than baseball. The good news is that Peyton Ingeman can pitch again tomorrow.
Right, no doubt. Is Emma going to try to come join us, do you know?
She's going to try to get over here, yes.
Okay.
You might have to really pull teeth and get answers out of her, but I think she deserves it.
Okay, well, we'll get her, and I'll just wrap things up here. Derek mentioned the 2 other teams getting ready to play, Blue Stem against Central Heights, so that's who Troy will await. Blue Stem is the number 3 seed. They have only 1 loss on the year. They'll be playing Central Heights in the next game coming up. And then, the winner of that game will be Troy at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. We'll be here to broadcast it on 103.9 KNZA and, of course, online free as well at mscsports.net at 11 a.m. tomorrow. And don't forget, 2 other games going on the MSC Sports Radio Network. And then we'll have state track and field coverage, bottom of the hour updates on Kansaland Radio both tomorrow and Saturday. But today we got baseball going on. Sebastian's playing 3A baseball in Manhattan. That's on 92.1 KMZA. And Valley Falls playing state baseball in Great Bend. That is 2-1-A on CARE 93.7. Right now I have Emma McConaughey with me. 2 for 2, but a 3-run homer in the second inning. Emma, first of all, congratulations. Tell me kind of how this feels right now for you.
Very exciting right now.
Well, what about that? I mean, what were you thinking? I mean, there was 2 outs, a couple runners on. You're already up 1-0 and had to be feeling pretty good. But kind of take me through that at bat there in the second inning.
Well, there were 2 outs, and I just knew that my good pitching is inside. So whenever I saw it, I knew that I was going to hit it, but I didn't know it was going to go that far. So, yeah, I was very nervous. And then whenever I hit it, I didn't know I hit it until my dad was shouting and telling me to keep going.
That's an awesome moment. I'll ask you about your dad in a second, but I want to ask you about Peyton Ingeman. You've caught her, of course, most of the year. What's it like catching a pitcher just that accurate, has that kind of control and velocity and able to have the success that she has? What's it like for you being a catcher for her?
It's very great, actually, because I know that she knows where the pitch is going and I know where to go. But, yeah, and it just, can't blink, I guess, with something for her pitches.
Yeah, it happens pretty quick. So you girls seemed confident today. You seem pretty loose. I mean, Troy's never been to state softball. Did you feel confident? Were you nervous? Like, what were you girls feeling before the game here today?
We were very nervous before the game, but once we did that first pitch and first at bat, I think it all just went away.
And I think once you hit that 3-run homer that everybody, felt a lot better.
Yeah.
Tell me what it's like to play for your dad. Obviously, you've done it besides high school sports, but this has to be a pretty cool opportunity and moment to share a state, now a top 4 finish with your dad, too, right?
Yes, it is.
So it's okay to be a player for your dad. It's not too hard, right? Not too hard on your knee.
No, you'll get used to it with him shouting at you.
Well, hey, congratulations. Come back tomorrow with a ton of confidence because it looks like you girls definitely deserve to be here, and I hope you go win it all.
Thank you.
That's Emma McConaughey. Today's offensive MVP is Troy's Emma McConaughey in the number 9 spot in the batting order, delivered that 3-run homer to make it 4-0 in the second inning. Troy goes on to win this by shutout 7-0 over Belle Plaine. They outhit him 10-2, outscored him 7-0. Peyton Engelman struck out 14. And that is it. Again, we appreciate all of our Troy State softball sponsors. Because of them, we'll be back here tomorrow at 11 a.m. You going to be back to it again tomorrow, Coach
Jasper? I'll be back, Justin. I'm going to tell you, I am going to shower, but I'm going to wear the same clothes. I'm kind of superstitious. I did pack other clothes. I was confident we would win, but now I'm not going to jinx it.
All right. Well, I'm going to Medicine Lodge to spend the night with my family and parents. That's, of course, where I was born and raised, just a few miles south of here in Pratt. But we'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Thanks to Brian Hurd, our studio engineer. And the game will be archived up online as well at MSCSports.net. For Derek Jasper, this has been Justin Fluke. Thanks so much for listening. Until tomorrow, so long, everybody.